But there was a lot, and these two men went against each other in 52 and in 56 again. And in 52, Eisenhower just crushes Stevenson. I found it very interesting. And, you know, a very intellectually oriented Democrat winning in the South, again, winning big cities in the Northeast, but elsewhere in the country, not doing very well at all against the amiable general. And moderate, which is something that I think it's important to understand from today. Here's a quote from Dwight D. Eisenhower, and I'll read it out loud. Should any political party attempt to abolish Social Security, unemployment insurance, and eliminate labor laws and farm programs, you would not hear of that party again in our political history. There is a tiny splinter group, of course, that believes you can do these things. Among them are H.L. Hunt, a few other Texas oil millionaires, and an occasional politician or businessman from other areas. Their number is negligible, and they are stupid. Now, I haven't actually verified this quote. It's from a Democratic website, but that is certainly how it is reported. Another interesting thing to look at is the top marginal income tax rate. A little bit of history there. 7% was the top rate when Wilson came in. It ratcheted up to 77% in the war. Wars are expensive. In the conservative 20s, it was kept but pushed down to 25%.